It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, and welcome back to this week's episode. And this week's episode, I'm going to be answering a question. I'm going to call this, I'm just brainstorming out loud, I'm going to call this One Question Friday. One Question Friday. This is actually something that I heard on another podcast, and I actually really enjoyed that they were doing this. And the podcast specifically that I'm talking about is called My First Million. So My First Million started doing this, and I'm sure they got it from someone else, but it's called One Question Friday, and I'm going to answer a question that you all have for me. Now, you could ask a question. Make sure you go to the show notes and ask your question there. Okay, so the question I'm answering this week is, what's a piece of advice that when you received it, you thought was genius, but now you know it's trash? Well, okay, so let me think about this. What's a piece of advice that when you received it, you thought was genius, but now you know is trash? Now, I wonder what that is for you as you're listening in, right? Can you think of a piece of advice where you thought, oh my God, this is such good advice, and now you're like, no, that advice is trash, right? Can you think of one? And if you can, I would love if you shared it. Go to my Instagram at Abu Fofana or tweet at me at the Abu Fofana, and again, this is in the show notes, and tweet at me that piece of advice that you thought was genius, but now you know it's trash. And I also know if you watched the episode, so I'd really love that. Tweet that at me, what advice that was for you. Now, for me, I think, again, I'm thinking off the top of my head, so bear with me. There are three things that come to mind. Number one, the first advice that I thought was genius when I first heard it was, do what you love and it won't feel like work, right? Or I think it's, do what you love and it'll never feel like a day of work. And I thought when I first heard that, I was like, oh my God, yes, that makes complete sense. If I'm doing what I love, then it'll never feel like a day of work that I'm working. And I now know that is not true. Now, when I first heard it, the reason why it made so much sense to me is because at that time, I was thinking about, okay, what type of career that I want to go into, when the people that were giving me advice were in careers that they enjoyed. They liked what they did. And so to them, the next piece of advice, so do what you love, I agree with. And it won't feel like work, I disagree with. There are many days what I love doing feels also like a lot of work. It doesn't mean I don't love it. It's just there is work that comes with doing what you love to do. I think people have this idea of, okay, once I find what I love doing, it won't feel like I'm never working. No, you working. You working all right. You still working, and it does still feel like work. I think because you love what you do, the work is more bearable. But there are some days where you don't want to do it, even though you love it, right? Even though you love doing that thing, there are days where the work makes you kind of feel like not doing it today and putting it off and pushing it off. And I know it feels absurd and you're like, man, if I could just do this the rest of my life, I just love. No, it's work. It's work. So that's one piece of advice that I got. At first, I thought it was genius. The other thing I got, this piece of advice, is everything will work itself out. Now, I thought this was genius advice, but let me give you some context around this advice. Everything will work itself out is a, to me, I believe it's a feel-good response. I grew up in a very poor neighborhood, and in order to make everything work itself out, you had to work in order to work itself out. And so I think for people, it's a cop-out response, it's a cop-out lifestyle when they believe that, oh, everything will work out. It's like, no, you also have to do the work. It's almost like there are those, and I remember me and my friend were having this conversation around this and saying, you know, I'm going to do it on, you know, God's time, or, God's going to do it for me. And I'm like, okay, like, you also have to meet him halfway. He ain't going to do everything, or she ain't going to do everything for you, right? They ain't going to do everything for you. You're going to have to meet them halfway. You're going to have to do something. And so everything will work itself out, .. But you also have to work at it at the same time, right? You have to meet halfway. You have to also be doing the work. The last piece of advice that I thought was genius at that time, and again, this is all off the top of my head, is if you build it, they will come. Now, before I became the person that you know as, you know, this marketing, you know, person and really good at marketing, I thought this was made sense. I said, oh, okay, if I just build something, the people that need it will come. But this is actually not true. When you are operating a business, and you know this, you started many businesses before, just because you had the idea and you started, it does not mean you'll just get customers. People will just pop out ready to buy. It doesn't work like that. So I thought it was genius, but this is actually one of the worst marketing advice, one of the worst business advices that is a universal business advice. Like, oh, if you build it, they'll come. No, you're going to have marketing dollars to put behind and create that marketing machine to scale it, to get people to notice you in order to make sales and drive that bottom line. And so those are the things that come to mind. I know it's supposed to be answering, you know, well, giving one response to that one question, but, you know, those are the things that come to mind. Those are the three pieces of advice that I received that I thought it was genius at that time, but now I know it's trash. What about you? What was that advice for you? Thank you again for joining me on this week's episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, now. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.